Besties, it's me, Avifa, and you're welcome to my show, Tango with Avifa. It takes two to tango, it takes two to talk and reminisce. In fact, so many good things comes in twos, and one of those things is me and you. Ramadan Mubarak, guys. So since we are in the month of Ramadan, let me talk with my besties. I already know we all have created our prayer list so long that in fact some of us are ready to keep ringing them to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala till he listens, mashallah. So it is only safe that we bring this now. Probably we can still re-edit or readjust our lists. It is about something we don't take cognizance of, and this is praying for others. My dear brothers and sisters, Allah the Most High mentioned many characteristics of the believers in the Quran. Have you asked yourself why Allah has mentioned those characteristics? Was it just to recite them? Was it just so you can memorize them? No, but so that we would apply them in our lives. One of these characteristics that we have neglected so much is the characteristics of praying for others. Allah the Most High said in His Holy Book, in Quran 59 verse 10, A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. وَالَّذِينَ جَاءَ مِنْ بَعْدِهِمْ يَقُولُونَ اغْفِرْ لَنَا وَلِإِخْوَانِنَا. And those who came after them say, اغْفِرْ لَنَا, our Lord, forgive us, وَلِإِخْوَانِنَا, and our brethren who came before us into the faith. Subhanallah, my dear brothers and sisters, I found, and you would agree with me, that these traits of praying for your Muslim brothers and sisters, if it proves something, please pay attention. It proves the purity of the heart. Anyone who prays for others, you must find in his heart purity. You must find that his or her heart is clean. You must find that in his or her heart there is clarity. So how can we form these characteristics in our life, in our prayer, and in our private callings to our Lord the Most High? It is just to always pray for our Muslim brothers and sisters. Dear brothers and sisters, don't ask of your friend's problem to be informed alone. Ask so you can pray for them. Ask so you can remember them in your sujood. In fact, it is an important ethics and kind of shortcut for asking for mercy from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, and this hadith is in Sahih Muslim, the prayer of a Muslim for his Muslim brother in his absence will be answered. There is an angel assigned near his head. Imagine, the task of this angel is that whenever you pray for your brother Muslim or for your sister, Allah forgive him, for example, you just say, Ikfirulana wal ikhwanina. The angel says, and may the same be for you. And as you all know, the angel's prayer, Mujarrab Jiddan, they are always answered. By Allah, my dear brothers and sisters, I will mention to you a wondrous event in the lifetime of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, where two blind Muslims came to the Prophet that they want their eyes healed. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam told them to enter the mosque and pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When they were in the mosque, they prayed to Allah. They came back with the same state. They told Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they are still blind. Prophet Muhammad asked them, how have you been praying? The first person said, I was asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to heal my eyes. I want to see again. The second person said the same thing. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam answered, go back into the masjid and pray for each other. Let A pray for B. Let B do the same. And subhanallah, their face got healed and they could see again. Genuinely, brothers and sisters, this Ramadan, remember your ikhwa, remember their pains, the ones that had been weeping for admission. Talk to Allah about it. The ones that need good spouse, remember him or her in the presence of Allah. The ones that need child, remember them in your sujood. The ones suffering from one disease or the other, talk to Allah about them in your tahajjud. Remember your parents in your prayers, remember your friends, remember the ummah, remember everybody. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala answer all our secret prayers. May Allah forgive us all. Until next one, I'll see you guys. Bye.